speedbuilders.com. Please state your name and occupation.
John Smith, Deputy Sheriff.
How long have you been so employed?
12.5 years.
Prior to your employment with the Sheriff's Department, had you had other law enforcement employment?
Yes, I did.
Where was that?
Military Police, U.S. Army.
How long were you in the Army?
3 years.
I see by your uniform that you are a sergeant.
That's right. I'm the supervisor for the night shift.
All right. In your capacity as a deputy sheriff, were you on duty April 27?
I was on patrol that particular night. I had been called to the scene of a traffic accident.
What time did you get there?
I got the call about 9 p.m., and I arrived approximately 15 minutes after that.
When you got to the scene of the accident, what did you find?
2 vehicles had apparently been in an accident.
What kind of vehicles were they?
One was a Buick, the other one was a Ford.
Would you describe briefly the relative positions of these two cars?
The Buick was positioned partly on the road and partly on the gravel shoulder. It was in the northbound traffic lane.
Where was the other car?
The Ford was completely off the road. In fact, it was partly on the gravel shoulder of the southbound traffic lane and partly on the grass.
What was the first thing you did when you arrived at the scene of the accident?
I went to the Buick first.
What did you observe?
A paramedic was treating the male who was located in that vehicle.
What was the location of the person in the automobile?
He was in the right rear passenger portion of the vehicle.
What was his position?
If I remember correctly, his legs were extended toward the front section of the car.
Was there anyone else in that car?
I didn't see anybody else.
Did you know the man who was in the vehicle?
I didn't look at his face that closely, no.
What did you do next?
I went to the other vehicle.
What did you observe at that location?
There was a woman whose body was partially out of the automobile on the driver's side. Her legs were still in the vehicle, but the upper portion of her body was hanging out.
Were you able to identify that woman?
Not at that time, no.
What observations did you make concerning her?
I checked for vital signs, but I didn't find any.
What else did you observe?
When I looked in the left rear passenger side of the car, I saw another female there. Her head was leaning backward. When I checked this person, I found no signs of life either.
Did you know who that individual was?
Not at the time.
Did you say that this individual was a woman?
Yes, I did.
What else did you observe at that vehicle?
There was another female. She was in the right rear passenger seat, leaning over toward the center of the vehicle. When I checked her, I could find no signs of life.
Did you check for a pulse?
Yes, I did.
Did you observe anyone else in that vehicle?
There was a person sitting in the front passenger's side. He was being treated by the paramedics.
Was that individual male or female?
That was a male.
Did you observe anyone else?
There was another male. He was lying on a stretcher.
What did you do next?
I went about processing the scene.
By processing the scene, what do you mean?
Taking measurements and photos, among other things.
During the course of processing the accident scene, did you talk with any witnesses?
Yes, I did. A gentleman came up to me and said he had been a witness to the accident.
Did you obtain his name and address at the scene of the accident?
Yes, I did.
Did you speak with any other individuals at the scene?
I spoke with an individual who said that she had been a passenger in the Buick.
There is a diagram of the accident scene on the blackboard. Please step over there and label with the letter A the vehicle that you have identified as the Ford.
That would be the automobile in the southbound lane.
That's the vehicle in which you observed 3 people that you thought to be dead, is that correct?
That's correct.
There were also 2 injured persons?
Well, the ambulance was positioned on the highway approximately here. There was an injured party lying on the stretcher over here.
In the Buick, you found 1 injured person, a male, is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you observe the damage to the Ford?
Yes, I did.
Describe that for us.
The left front was completely smashed in. The damage extended back to the left rear door. The dashboard had been pushed all the way into the rear passenger compartment.
What about the damage to the Buick automobile?
Similar type of damage. The left front was smashed in, with the damage extending back to the left rear passenger compartment.
All right. Did you inspect the highway at the accident scene?
Yes, I did. There were skid marks and debris.
Please show us on the diagram where the debris was.
In this general vicinity.
For the record, you have drawn a circle in the southbound lane?
That's correct.
What else did you observe?
Upon impact, there were automobile parts that flew off in various directions. There was fluid on the road, possibly from the radiator, with a trail leading from this point to that point.
Sergeant, based on your experience and based on what you saw at the scene of the accident, where was the point of impact?
About in this area right here.
Did you measure how far that area was from the center line?
It was about 4 feet.
Judging from that measurement, were you able to form an opinion with respect to the position of the Buick just before the accident?
It would have been over the center line on impact.
Were there other deputies at the scene of the accident when you arrived there?
Yes, there were.
Did you order one of those deputies to issue a citation to the operator of the Buick?
Yes, I did. I felt that I had probable cause to believe he had crossed over the center line of the road.
All right. In addition to what you have already said, did you have reason to think that the driver of the Buick had been driving while under the influence?
Yes, I did.